Newmarket Council will decide which streets to target for automated speed enforcement at its next meeting September 11. Council will also advance new residential development and discuss what to include in a new official plan. Here is what Newmarket today will be following. Automated speed enforcement. Speeding cameras could be coming to your neighborhood as Newmarket decides where to target speeders in a new automated speed enforcement program. Staff has prepared a list of 14 sites for council review that could be the first streets where speeding could get you an automatic ticket. Streets on the list include portions of Kingsmere Avenue, Stonehaven Avenue, Gorham Street, Srigley Street, Huron Heights Drive, Wayne Drive, Bristol Road, Gwillimbury Road, Penn Avenue, Queen Street, William Rowe Boulevard, Clearmeadow Boulevard, Savage Road and Woodspring Avenue. The primary selection criteria is based on the operating speed, but high-end speeders, daily traffic volumes and collisions were considered, the staff report said. Camera placement remains to be determined, and the report said some streets could be disqualified based on camera requirements. Newmarket has been progressing with automated speed enforcement to address community concerns around speeding. Developments progressing. Two new residential developments stand to make progress after review from the council. A new 68-unit proposal on Main Street South will have a statutory public meeting for council and members of the public to ask questions. The proposal behind Main Street and Queen Street will seek to keep the Main Street homes intact, building across several former backyards in behind the two streets. Council will be making no decisions on the project at the meeting. Another 199-unit development at 600 Stonehaven Avenue is up for zoning approval 3 years after completing a public meeting. The project proposes to be built at the corner of Stonehaven and Bayview Avenue, using what is currently green space. Residents have pushed for the developer to change plans on aspects, including parking and maintaining public aspects to parts of the open green area. If zoning is approved, there will still be a site plan application process to follow for the development. The developer said work could start on the property in early 2024, with homes on the property coming 2025 at the earliest. Official plan review. Council will hold a morning workshop to consider the vision for Newmarket as a new official plan review makes progress. Consultant WSP is proposing the town consider a new structure to create a hierarchy for growth, determining where it should occur. WSP also recommends that new climate section portion of the official plan should include tree and canopy cover targets, green development standards and support urban agriculture. Parking requirements are also a point mentioned, although council has often encouraged more parking at developments in recent years. WSP is suggesting removing parking minimum requirements for new developments in appropriate areas. The official plan review is still being worked on with a projection of completion in early 2025. The official plan workshop is at 9 a.m., while the council meeting will occur at 1 p.m. Both meetings can be seen in person at 395 Mullick Doctor and will be streamed at newmarket.ca/meetings. You can also arrange a deputation or send correspondence by emailing clerks@newmarket.ca.